You know, I get a lot of people asking me about stuff that I hate now. You know, they'll write to me and they'll say, hey, you know, what do you think about deforestation? You know, what do you think about Bjork's twat mold? You know, just about anything you can think of. And that's cool because, like, now it's like my job to just hate shit, you know, and that's it. I'm good at it, so it's all cool, you know. But something, there's this one thing that I get asked about a lot, abortion. People keep asking me, hey, what do you think about abortion? It sucks, right? You hate that, right? Don't you just want to blow up the entire fucking world because of abortion? And it's always either some chick from the Woman's Empowerment Worship My Dripping Pussy Liberation Front or a psycho with a pitchfork waiting for the kids to fall out so we can stab them and chuck them into a vat of Drano, you know?
Kill all the babies. Waha! Hail Satan, die rot hell. Ah.
And so, do you want my opinion on abortion? Okay, here, fine. Here you go. Personally, I don't give two lumpy peanut-decorated shits about abortion. Abortion, the entire subject can suck my nuts, sweat, and go to hell. And yeah, I know. It's a big issue. It's a really big fucking issue. Well, it's a big fucking issue that can just kiss my ass and die, because I'm tired of hearing about it.
Pro-life, pro-choice. Pro-life, pro-choice. Yeah, it tastes great. Less filling, yada, yada, yada.
As far as I'm concerned, the people who want abortion should drive to the clinic in a Mack truck so they can puree the idiot protesters in front of the building, and then the bitch who goes inside should accidentally have her uterus yanked out with a rusted coat hanger. You should all die and take your pointless bickering off my fucking planet, okay? Your bullshit is interfering with my late-night sitcoms.
Hey, that sounds pretty heartless of you two. You're just a heartless bitch.
Yeah, well, you know what? As long as people are clubbing baby fucking seals, I'm not gonna worry about abortion, okay? As long as we're leveling forests, strapping people in electric chairs, and throwing war veterans in the streets to be homeless while Bill Gates and NSYNC are wiping their pampered white asses with $100 bills, then abortion can just take a fucking number. You know, since some guy dying on the sidewalk in front of a hospital because he doesn't have insurance, but screw him because some trailer park whore is having a barely conscious sub-sentient fetus yanked out of her that she doesn't want anyway. Boo! You know, the whole damn issue. If it sucked any harder, I'd probably enjoy it. Does abortion suck? Of course it sucks. You know, it's, hey, let's go to some hack doctor and have a baby yanked out like Kmart's funding. You know, what the fuck is that? I mean, just that thought could even enter somebody's mind is just sick. It's sicker than Richard Pryor having chemotherapy. Can it be that hard not to get pregnant in the first place? You can't accidentally get fucked, you know? And judging by the looks of most of these women, they probably had to pay to get fucked. That's not... You can't wake up one morning, whoops, I got pregnant, you know? And okay, there is rape. But if you ask me, she should have shot the sick fucker in the head when she had the chance. Okay, so abortion is stupid. Yeah, sure, fine. Yeah, right, whatever. But now what about the other 5 gazillion things people do that are just as stupid? You think abortion is the worst of our monstrosities or something? Oh my god, forget about that child-raping police officer. Someone's having an abortion. All those starving children in Ethiopia can just get eaten by lions now because someone's having an abortion. You know, you're gonna get off work at the chemical factory, toss your non-biodegradable Burger King Whopper box in the parking lot, get in your car with leather seats, drive right past the starving homeless guy on the corner, go to the other side of town ripping a few more holes in the ozone with your yuppie-ass SUV so you can stand in front of a clinic and protest abortion? Are you fucking stupid? Elmer Fudd had a better sense of priorities than that. But you know, we're trying to save the people here. You know, it's self-serving bullshit. Fuck the animals, fuck the rainforest, and fuck the people who are already alive. Save the fetuses. Save the human fetuses so they can grow up and cause even more fucking damage. Is that the idea? Where's your bleeding heart for everything else, Miss Animal Products all over your fucking face?
Save the fetuses! No abortions! Yeah, yeah, right.
But if it was a chicken, you'd dump it in a pan and fucking eat it, wouldn't you? You don't have time to be bothered with these other issues because you're too busy ripping up the trees in your backyard to make room for your fucking sun deck. No, screw everything else. We have to save the fetuses. We're gonna go out and kill doctors. Kill a highly educated doctor to save a damn fetus. Well, I hope you have a heart attack, you know, because I want to see you get a fetus to give you CPR, you moron. Not many fetus ambulance drivers around, last I checked. Let's just see how much a bunch of yowling pink blobs of meat help you when we're all breathing fucking acid. So you know what? Abortion can just fuck off for now, okay? Maybe if after we clean up all the pollution, you know, get ourselves a government that's not corrupt, throw Martha Stewart into a volcano, you know, maybe then I'll worry about abortion. But until then, since it is people causing all these problems, ask yourself this question honestly. Is it really gonna hurt us to have fewer fucking people? This is to your baby-killing ranting Griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.